It's The Current's Music News, the daily podcast where we tell you what you need to know about what's going on in the music world. Today's Thursday, October 4th. I'm Jay Gabler.
And I'm Jade. And later we'll debate if Lady Gaga can believably portray a talented young pop star.
And we'll talk about a Phil Collins song that has become maybe the 21st century's most unlikely meme. But first, a few of today's music news headlines. Record collectors who are also fans of adventurous British rock from the 70s and 80s will be excited this fall because there are a series of vinyl reissues coming out from Kate Bush and Brian Eno.
I am in love with this. These are two very distinct voices. Even if Brian Eno, you're not used to hearing his voice, you know the sort of direction he inspires people to go down. I mean, two just very influential and inspirational artists, yeah.
And increasingly revered with each passing year. So there'll be a lot of people who'll be lining up for these reissues. So we'll talk about Kate Bush first. She's reissuing her entire studio catalog on vinyl and remastered CD in four vinyl packages and two CD sets, with the first dropping on November 16th. Together, they'll encompass all 10 of her albums and some additional rarities, including a whole disc of cover songs, including Elton John's Rocket Man and, wait for it, Marvin Gaye's Sexual Healing.
Which I actually cannot imagine it. I can't. So I'm so excited to actually hear that version of Sexual Healing with Kate Bush's voice.
The strangest passion. I am so ready for it. As for Brian Eno, he is re-releasing four of his albums from the mid-70s through the early 80s in versions remastered at regular speed and at half speed.
And it is so chill. I mean, these are awesome ambient sort of albums anyways. Huh. Just relax. Fall into that chair.
This is a very wonky thing that he's doing, remastering these recordings at half speed. It doesn't actually mean they play back at half speed. It means that the remastering process happens at half speed. So the disc, the record, is actually cut at half speed, which supposedly increases fidelity and results in an LP that you play back on your record player at 45 RPM, but it's meant to sound at the regular tempo, but better. I don't even know.
It sounded good to me.
Those Brian Eno reissues also come out November 16th. The Recording Academy has invited 900 new voting members to increase the diversity of the Grammys voting body.
This is great because a lot of people have complained in the past about how there are certain records that never get the appreciation or the award nominations that they should.
So amid the criticism of the Grammys for being not diverse enough, over CEO Neil Portnoy's comments that women need to, quote, step up to advance in the music industry, the Recording Academy appointed a task force on diversity and inclusion, which is making a wide range of recommendations, including the recommendation of these 900 new invitees, all of whom are either female and or people of color and or under 39. So basically, the Recording Academy recognizes there are way more than enough over 40 white guys. Let's diversify the voting pool. Neil Portnoy is stepping down as of next summer, and a search for his replacement is currently underway. I think I did it again. How many fragrances, Jade, would you guess that Britney Spears has now released?
I only specifically remember three, but I feel like she probably has about 30.
If you include all the variations of the different fragrances, so for example, she has all these different versions of Fantasy, including a naughty remix. If you include all the different versions.
I'm sorry, the naughty remix of for perfume. God bless you, Britney Spears.
Including all these different versions and remixes, she now has an even 24 fragrances, has just announced her 24th. The new scent is described as fruity and earthy, and it's called My Prerogative. That's my prerogative. It's inspired by her 2004 cover of the 1988 Bobby Brown hit, which is, you know, of course, a bop. It's Britney, although I don't know that Bobby Brown is really necessarily the person you want to be evoking associations with in 2018.
No, but she also made this video sort of intro to a perfume, which is kind of a bizarre marketing scheme anyways. But if you have ever watched Britney on her Instagram, she does this thing where she likes to show herself walking towards the camera and then turning and walking back. And she does that a couple of times in the video for it. And it's just so on brand that I just started clapping while watching it because it was so perfectly Britney. So the movie A Star is Born, the remake of it, is out in theaters October 5th. This remake is directed by Bradley Cooper. It's got new music. It stars Bradley Cooper as Jackson Maine, this sort of grizzled, road-worn musician. And Lady Gaga portrays Allie, this talented singer and songwriter who just needs a little push in the right direction. So Jay and I went out and we did the scoop for you where we went and we saw the movie. Jay, what'd you think?
I mean, everybody's talking about Lady Gaga and how epic she is. And just having this role puts her in the company of some of the most talented people in the history of cinema and music. We're talking Judy Garland. We're talking Barbara Streisand. And now Gaga shows that she is right in there with them. It's a powerful performance. There's also a lot of Bradley Cooper in the movie, maybe more than some people would need.
See, I enjoyed his performance, though. It was something that I haven't seen from him. So I thought there was so much emotion. And I mean, it's a heavy movie anyways. So just his role kind of in how grizzled he looks. And I had read somewhere that Lady Gaga, he asked her to wear no makeup. And so she looks almost unrecognizable. There was actually a moment while watching it that I was like, I'm not sure if I believe this woman as a growing pop star. I mean, she has the voice, sure. And then I had to stop myself and go, Jade, that's Lady Gaga. Of course she has the potential to become a huge pop star. But her portrayal is so realistic that you find yourself kind of questioning it right along with her.
Do you write songs or anything?
I don't sing my own songs.
Why?
I just don't feel comfortable.
She's had so many masks and personas and characters that she's portrayed over the course of her career that this is the logical next step. She's just basically playing herself, or it looks to be. And it's it's a very compelling performance.
Yeah, but I don't know about you, Jay, but as somebody who is sort of entrenched in the music world and I go to a lot of festivals, the thing that probably made me an annoying seat companion was the fact that anytime I saw something that was sort of recognizable, like, hey, is that Red Rocks? Was that just Bonnaroo that they were performing at? And things like, oh, is that Marlon Williams or Brandi Carlile? Seeing these familiar musicians' faces, I couldn't help but kind of say that or whisper it really to the person sitting next to me. And for those music fans out there, maybe that's a bit of a distraction for you, but it's also these really happy moments like seeing Lucas Nelson and Promise of the Real starring as the backing band for Bradley Cooper. And we talked to Lucas Nelson about how he got involved in that project.
We were a couple of years ago at this thing called Desert Trip, and Bradley Cooper was there, and he saw me up there, I guess, and he said, I want that guy to kind of help me learn the ropes on how to, you know, perform on a screen as a musician, you know. And so I started consulting and helping him, and he was singing, and we were singing, you know, and learning for about 6 months. And in that time, Gaga was also on the project, Stephanie Germanotta.
Lady Gaga.
So we became real good friends. Her and I and the band, we all got together, wrote a bunch of songs, and ended up being the band in the movie, and ended up, you know, so we're in there. You'll see us there, and we're playing most of the music, a lot of it. You know, some of it's her band, but I'd say a good 75-80% of it's our songs and our music out there, and Bradley's singing it for real. So it's going to be real special, you know.
Yeah, so keep an eye out when you go and see the movie for all of these cameos from all of these faces that you may recognize from the music world. And already people are talking about the music in it. I mean, that's what it's really about. These are all brand new songs.
Yeah, and the songs, some of them are great, some of them, well, whatever you think about the songs themselves, whatever you think about the love story, from the perspective of a music fan, there's just so much detail in this movie, and there's such a true look at the backstage life of a musician. It really gives you a sense of what it might be like to live that backstage life. There's that certain kind of ambiance, that certain sense of insulation from the world at the same time as you're being broadcast to all these people at once, and that rush of stepping out on stage, and there's just that sea of people. But then you go backstage, you jump into the limo, and you feel extremely isolated. And the movie really captures that feeling in a really interesting way.
Yeah, the difference between it. And there's one song in particular that pops up at the very beginning in a pretty raw way. And then it comes into this different version once they're performing it on stage. And that would be Shallow. A lot of people already talking about this soundtrack and maybe awards for it as well. But nevertheless, you can see for yourself, do you think there's too much Bradley Cooper? Is there enough Lady Gaga? Is that really, I want to know, is that Red Rocks? Please email me and let me know if you agree. You can see for yourself when A Star Is Born comes out tomorrow. In the shadow,
there's yet another viral video featuring Phil Collins' song, In the Air Tonight.
Okay, if you watch the video, it just is so hilarious watching it. Should we describe what it is?
Sure. How would you explain what happens in this video?
It's like a nature documentary, somebody filming their backyard, and then there's this children's playset, and there's a deer prancing around quite delicately. And then as the music ramps up to that magical moment where Phil Collins' drum fill hits, instead of hearing that, you hear the poor deer just trying to get into this child's plaything and stumble upon it in almost the exact sound as that drum fill.
The video is so funny because the song now is so recognizable and that drum fill is so iconic. Beyond the chart success the song has had, the success Phil Collins has had playing it across his long career, it's been incorporated in memes like that 2007 Cadbury ad where there's a gorilla who's just very silently breathing in and out as the song starts. And then the camera slowly pans back and you see he's sitting at a drum kit and plays that drum fill. It was actually voted the best British TV ad of the past 40 years by a British trade group. So this is an acclaimed ad and just one of many ways this song has permeated the popular culture. I read in Questlove's book that when he does DJ sets, he looks to, this just sounds too cruel to me, but he says it works great. He says you play In the Air Tonight and you wait for the build, and right when it gets to that drum break, you cut to another song.
Oh, that's heartbreaking.
Playing with our heart, Questlove. That's today's music news. You can see both of those videos featuring In the Air Tonight over at thecurrent.org. Read more about all these stories. Watch the trailer for A Star Is Born. I'm Jay Gabler.
And I'm Jade.
Our producer is Luke Taylor. If you've been enjoying the podcast, please tell your friends and rate and review us wherever you get your podcasts. We'll be back tomorrow with more music news headlines. We're going to talk about new releases and talk to Cat Power about her powerful new record.